We got a guy in the studio right now, great member of the community, Robin Watson. He's a Little League umpire.
Oh.
But he's one of those umpires that everybody likes.
Oh, wow.
Which is rare, right?
That's how really still surviving, rare. Yes.
Good morning. How do you do it?
How do I do it? I just love having fun. I love being around kids, you know what I mean? Making them happy, making them feel good, you know what I mean? I've been doing it a long time. I love doing it. When I was a kid, I was 10 years old, right? Okay. I had this coach. All he did was yell.
Oh. Hmm. Oh, yeah, same coach I had.
Like your gym teacher.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Get off that rope, Mano.
Makes you feel bad.
Yep.
All he did was yell.
Yeah.
I couldn't have no fun.
Right.
I didn't love it. Mm-hmm. I didn't love it. But when he wasn't there, I had fun.
So you knew. Let's make it fun.
Exactly.
Let's just make the game fun, man.
Right.
Right. Don't yell. Don't.
Now, why did you decide to be an umpire, not a coach?
Umpire? Because my father, Hampton Sr., he did it for a while, and he had a fun style. And I just...
Also started with him.
Started with my father.
Nice job.
Hampton, I love that.
Hampton
cool.
Watson Sr.
Nice.
He was my hero, man.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
He was my hero.
That's cool.
Every game... I had basketball, football, baseball. He was there.
And every game?
Every game. He was my number one fan.
And you were what, kid 4 of 7?
Yeah, 4 of 7. Wow. Yeah, 4 of 7.
And he was at all the games?
Wow. All the games, man.
Oh, wow.
For all the kids?
For all the kids, yes.
Wow.
He loved it. And he wasn't negative. He would just say, good game, Robin.
Nice.
Good game, man. I loved him. He's gone on now. He missed, you know.
Yeah.
He's passed on, and my mother passed on, and my oldest sister passed away 6 months ago.
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, sorry.
I was hurt.
Yeah.
I was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got the kids now.
I have the kids.
Yeah.
The
kids. How long have you been umping games, and where do you ump?
I've been umping for 28 years.
Wow.
Whoa. It's a long
28
game.
28 years, man.
Yeah.
And I ump in Cromwell, Connecticut. Durham, Connecticut, East Haddam, East Hampton,
okay.
Middletown, all over the place. I get phone calls all the time.
Really?
All the time. I love it, man.
I love
the game.
And you have a certain style, right?
Yes, I have a certain style. I'm loud. I'm funny. I make the kids relax. You know what I mean? I make the coaches relax. But that's who I am.
Yeah.
I just love having fun. The style is crazy. You got to see it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't replicate it here. You have
right,
to kinda,
right, man.
It's like when you put the ump, what do you wear for your ump outfit?
You know, blue shirt, gray pants, shoes, plate shoes, you know. I'm clean, man.
Yeah.
I love to look clean. Mask, of course.
You got the face mask on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you put that face mask on, you feel like you're putting on like a superhero cape or something?
Yes,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's on now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
mm-hmm. We're getting real now.
Right.
Yeah. I love it, man. I've been doing it for 28 years.
And you have a catchphrase, right?
Yes.
Several or one?
Several. Nice.
My best one is, we have a ball game here.
Nice.
Let's play ball.
Yeah. And when you say that, everybody knows.
Everybody. It's loud. I do it.
Can you do it right now?
Hold on, let me get some sound here for you.
Yes.
I get you some background.
It's gonna be loud, though.
Good. So, I like it.
Have you met us?
Okay.
Some ambiance here.
A little ambiance.
We have a ball game here. Yeah. Play ball. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Time to play. I got goosebumps.
I'm amped up right now.
I just got goosebumps. Let's hit, kid. Let's hit. Time to hit.
Wow.
Good day to hit.
That's awesome.
Good day to hit.
I said, why are you here?
Yeah, man.
Whose kid are you?
Oh, yeah. I had some moments, man.
Yeah.
I had some great times, and I had some not great times.
Right.
But that's...
Well, you know, the parents.
Yeah, just the parents. Parents and coaches.
Yeah.
All the pain.
All the
pain.
Coaches.
Yes.
Robin Watson is in studio, Middletown Little League umpire. How long have you been umping?
For 28 years.
28 years. Wow. How many games do you think that is?
I think it's over like 2,000 games.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we were talking during the break. Your wife Janice is here.
My wife Janice we celebrated 38 years of our anniversary was last week.
Congratulations.
Yay.
She put up with me for 38 years.
Yeah.
That's hard. That's tough.
Yep.
We have a ball game here.
But I love her.
But I love her to death.
Right.
How did you propose? Did you say, we have an engagement ring here?
I had to go through a father, man. But it was a bunch of fun, man.
Right.
It was a bunch of fun.
That was the on deck, yes.
That's yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun, man.
So she supports you through all this, through all the games?
Oh, yeah, man.
So you're probably out almost every night?
I mean, all night.
Yeah.
All night. I do at least 5-6 games a week.
How long is a little league game now?
About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
That's about it.
And the kids are great.
Kids are great, man.
Yeah.
I never have a problem with the kids.
Right.
Never, ever, never.
Right. What would you like to say to parents and some of the coaches?
You guys need to chill out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, we are doing the games by ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, you should have at least a base umpire. At least 2 base umpires. I'll say at least 1 for like little league, and of course the plate umpire. So most of the times I'm by myself calling the game.
Why is that?
We have
not enough people.
Not enough volunteers. They are scared.
Oh yeah,
they don't want to do it.
Crazy parents,
yeah. and crazy coaches.
Yep.
I've seen it all for 28 years.
Oh my goodness,
I've seen it all.
Yeah, you've seen it. Deteriorate, right?
Yeah,
it's getting worse.
Yeah. It's getting worse, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one wants to volunteer. Yeah, right. Why would you sign up for that?
Why would you jump into that ring?
To yell at
a parent. Why would you subject yourself to that?
You got either a mean coach or you got the crazy parents.
Believe me.
Or both in one shot.
No.
Believe me, I hear everything, too.
Really?
I hear it.
You're a big guy, though. I'd be careful what I say to you.
Yeah, but there's some crazy people out here, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan in East Haddam.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, you're on the air, Dan. Go ahead.
Thank you. I coached in East Haddam.
Look,
East Haddam, Rob, and
did you want to talk into the phone, or do you want us to try to figure out what you're saying?
We've gone back in time.
Just a little louder.
You're out of here! Was that good or no?
That was good.
He was going to say you're the best, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. Okay. Thanks.
Do you have a special way of saying you're out?
What's that?
Do you have a special way of saying you're out? Like, everybody likes you. You give them so much fun.
You're out!
Right. Is there a special way that kids doesn't feel bad?
Thank you.
Strikes is I have a special way with strikes.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
But
I was going to say we're ready.
Yeah. Let's hear a strike.
Pretend I'm batting.
What is that?
Duh!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh my God, that sounds like some kind of karate move.
It's like he just did.
Yeah! Yeah, but on a strike 3 call, I'm more laid back.
Because
I don't want to show the kid up.
Right.
Show the kid up.
Yeah. Right. The kid's. Bad enough.
It's bad enough.
You don't need an emphasis on.
Right.
Yeah. There is a balance because you want the pitcher to have some confidence.
Oh, but
there's there's another player in the batter's box there.
Yeah. All right.
Could use his lung use.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
All of the encounters you've had with coaches, is there one that comes to mind? You know, a not so great encounter with a coach.
There was one.
Oh,
softball game.
Really?
Yeah, around 6 years ago.
Softball. That's adults, right?
No, ages 10, 11, and 12 year olds.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That's like major league. I mean, major softball.
Okay.
Right.
And it was about 6 years ago. That was a tough game. She didn't like my strike zone.
Oh, she. Okay.
She didn't like my strikes.
Right.
Was she right?
No, she was wrong.
Yeah.
No, the ball was right down the middle of the plate.
Umpires
are come
right,
on, coach.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
How can you see the ball from coaching third base or first base?
I'm sure there have been times in a long career where you look back and say, okay, that was not a good call I made.
Oh, yeah. I make mistakes.
Right. But in this particular case,
it wasn't.
You were in the right.
No.
You were in the right.
They was winning 9-0.
Oh, my God.
Why would you be upset then?
Why was she crying? I mean, why was she complaining? Then, but then she used that word, man. Between the letter E and G. Figure that out.
Okay.
E, F.
Yes.
Ah, gotcha.
Yes. She used that word.
No.
That's what she called
used
me.
The word.
Yes.
She called you an letter F-er?
Yeah. Oh. Umpire, you stink. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Wow.
Then I threw her out of the game.
Right. Nice.
Good.
So,
good.
I get my wife Janice over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She would strain you right out.
We're rolling a sleeve on right now.
Then they took her, they took the team off the field.
Oh no. Wow.
And left.
Wow.
There was a little, to me, that was a little race a little bit. That was when I was about ready to quit.
That's
honestly.
Really?
I was hurt that much.
Yeah. Oh.
I was hurt that much.
Wow.
That much it hurt me.
Okay, so they're winning.
Yeah.
Doesn't like the strike zone. Like, right. They want to win by so much.
Right, right.
Like, how much more do you need to win by?
You're already winning.
Children playing.
Most likely, how deep into the game were you?
About the fourth inning.
Okay.
I think most likely she wasn't going to lose that game, and that team wasn't going to lose.
Yeah. Right.
It was a better team. I was hurt. I was devastated.
That's,
I went home.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah, I told my wife, I started crying, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and I called a good friend of mine. His name is Jeff Coleman. He's a person. He's a good man, a person of God. He said, Robin, don't let them people win, man. You love it that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't give up, man. You love it that much. I know you hurt.
Yeah, don't let those people decide your destiny.
Yeah.
I would have called a different friend. Listen, this is leaving you to take out.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That was about 6 years ago.
Wow.
I was about ready to hang it up.
And you're glad you're still doing it, right?
I love it, man.
Yeah.
You ever see us since then?
I love it. It's more good and bad. It's more good and bad.
You ever see her since then, this lady?
No, I never seen her.
Good.
Never seen her.
So now, that's weird.
But you know something? If I would have said that to her, I think they would have.
Oh, big difference, yeah.
All of a sudden.
Put me in handcuffs.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have put me in handcuffs.
Have you ever had a situation when you were umping a game where you thought you were going to have a physical altercation with a parent or a coach?
Yes.
Oh, God.
A few games, yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. And then after the game, I spoke to the league on direct. I said, look, you guys got to get me out of here. You know,
yeah,
you got to walk me out to my car and make sure I'm safe.
Oh, no kidding.
Wow.
The threat
was that real, yeah.
Yeah, it was dead real, man.
Yeah, man.
There's some umpires, they're afraid to even take their own vehicle to the games. Because people write down license plates, like it gets serious.
Yeah. So you bring a friend's car.
Yeah.
For your leg.
And a lot of times they're like night games, man.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, when you're walking back to your car, man, you don't know who's out there.
And people, this is Little League.
This is not your retirement plan.
What are you teaching your kids here?
Yeah, exactly. What are you teaching your kids, man?
Right.
Huh? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But this is fun. I love it still.
Despite all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Robin Watson is in. This is one of those people that every community should have. We should all have one. Shouldn't we all have a Robin Watson?
We all need a Robin.
Yeah,
a
positive influence on the kids.
Yep.
This guy should have an award or something just for being a good member of the community.
Yes.
I agree.
Robin Watson in studio. Middletown Little League umpire has been umping for, 28 years?
28 years.
A lot of games.
Thousands and thousands of games.
Yep.
And just such a good inspiration and influence on young people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
I love it. I love doing it.
Any of those kids in, the major leagues now?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
What's that?
I feel like the kids probably still remember you, too.
I never had no kid made it to the major leagues.
Oh.
No, no. I haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
No,
yet.
And I've been doing it for 28 years. No, they
yet. That's something you could say to an overzealous parent, like, hey, 28 years, your kid's not going to play in a major league. Okay? I've seen it all.
That's actually good.
Your kid's not that good.
Right.
Why don't you just relax and let's have a good time?
Exactly.
Let your kid have fun.
Right.
Baseball's a mental game, man.
Yeah.
MLB, if you get up 100 times and you hit the ball 30 times, 70% of the time you are like failing and you still make it to the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Right.
That's how tough that game is.
Wow.
Baseball's mental, man. Yes.
Yeah. They say most sports is like 80% mental.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It is, man.
It's really how you feel about things.
Yeah.
I was watching did you watch the Met game last night?
A little bit of it. A little bit of it. Dodgers look good, I tell you that. Dodgers put up 9 runs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tough team. Tough team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put it all together. I think for the first time this postseason, we've seen them put it all together in one game. That was last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But the series is not over.
Nope.
Right. That's only one game.
If we've learned anything from the Mets so far this year, you can't count them out.
No,
it doesn't matter.
No, you cannot count them out, man.
And that's the thing about baseball that's different than football. Once you change that pitcher, you have a whole other team. You're playing the same quarterback every week in football, but baseball, that pitcher, you know, from one day to the next, you can go from the worst to the best.
That's
a lot of pressure on that pitcher.
That's a lot.
Do you think that's the position that has the most amount of pressure in all of sports?
I think it's the pitcher.
Pitching a major league baseball game.
The pitcher, man.
Everybody's watching you.
Especially the first game of a playoff series, because it sets the tone for everybody.
And you're in your nerves, and you're not playing at home.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Like Robin was saying before, sometimes you do everything right, and you fail anyway. You know? And like that happens for pitchers, too. Sometimes you throw the ball exactly the way you're supposed to, exactly where you're supposed to, and you just get beat. It just happens sometimes.
You just get beat.
Yeah.
And the game is never over till it's over. Yeah. That's baseball, man.
That is true.
Yes. I would hate having an itch and everybody's watching me.
Can I tell you, I went to a Yankee-Mets game like a long time ago. And, you know, the Yankees, like, you could see your team is just stinking up the joint. And the Yankees were stinking up the joint. And I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
It's like in the seventh inning, you know? I'm like, all right, let's go, kids.
Right.
We're going. I put Chaz and his friend in the car. And we're driving away, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd go nuts. I'm like, oh, let me turn on the sports radio.
Right.
The Yankees came back.
Oh,
and they won.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And these kids wanted to murder me.
Right.
I know they did.
So, who wants McDonald's?
I know they did.
I wanted to beat the traffic. Right. I already know how this is going to end.
Yeah. You're like bombed.
McDonald's with shakes and everything.
I couldn't even look in the rearview mirror. Right. I'm looking up at two kids like staring, trying to burn a hole in the back of my head.
Glaring their eyes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But I've been a Yankee fan all my life, though.
Yeah.
Nice. I love the Yankees. Love the Yankees.
Yeah, how do you think they'll do?
It's going to be tough, but they're there.
They made an interesting choice to start the series with Carlos Rodon, their pitcher, who's a lefty.
Yes.
And the Cleveland team is one of the best lineups at hitting left-handed pitchers all season.
Wow.
So it's a weird choice.
Okay.
Wow.
If it works for them, it might set them up for the win.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson, my favorite. Reggie Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Such classic. Great memories.
Yep.
How many front pages?
I know.
The New York Times, the New York Post, or the Daily News. It's Reggie Jackson on the cover.
Yep.
Hitting a home run in October.
Mr. October. Yep.
Yeah.
That's him. I love him.
Yeah. Have you ever met him?
Never met him, though.
No?
Never met him.
Did you meet Pete Rose?
No, I never met Pete Rose, but... I love them. I love to play. I love the way he played the game. We need to pray for his family, man.
Yeah.
You know, because all his life he wanted to get into the Hall of Fame. He made a mistake.
Right.
And who don't make mistakes, man?
Right. Right.
Everybody make mistakes, man.
Do you bet on the games that you ump?
No.
Who is he?
You almost got me.
Who is he? Pete Rose.
No, you almost got me, man. You said all the time. Right. Why do you think I've been doing it for 28 years?
Pete bet, not Robin.
Made a good living off it.
Robin, no. But Pete.
No.
Oh my God. Yeah, he don't make mistakes.
Man.
That'd be great.
Yeah, man. Has anyone ever tried to bribe you?
No.
Okay. All right, good.
I don't listen to
that. I'm glad we haven't reached that level yet.
Yeah.
I don't listen to that stuff, man.
Yeah.
I don't listen to coaches. They always want to get on your good side. That's a good thing, though.
Right. They all want to be very friendly. None of that means anything to you.
Nothing.
You just got to call what you say.
I don't care if the coach makes me mad.
Yeah.
I still got to call the game the way it is.
Yeah. Right.
Call it fair.
Right.
And that's what I do.
Right.
I'm going to make mistakes now. I have made some mistakes. I said, wow. I go home and think about it. I said, oh, well, hey, it is what it is.
All right. So you make a mistake, and do people bring their phone over and, like, play, like, try to do instant replay now?
No. But they let me know. They let me know.
Yeah. Right.
This screenshot shows right over here. Shut up.
Yeah. My nieces were on a team, and the Chaz and AJ Morning Show sponsored them.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'd go to a lot of games. And,
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad for some of these kids. I wanted to hug them.
Yeah.
You know, the parents are like yelling, like, how did you miss that ball?
Right.
We're all there. Mm-hmm. You can see the kids like looking down.
Dejected.
Like, yeah. It's really hard to just sit there and not walk over and say, hey, why don't you chill out?
Why don't you shut up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You just hope those kids have a good coach where they come back and they have to worry about
it. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Part of the game. Yeah. And making mistakes.
Yeah. I love baseball, man.
Yeah.
I played it in high school. I was a pretty good ball player in high school.
What position?
Center field.
Nice.
Damn.
Of course I was a lot smaller.
All right,
smaller.
So you were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this game. This is the point I'm going to make to kids right now. You never know who's watching you. I was a junior in high school. We was playing against Farmington, Connecticut. My first time up bat, I hit a home run.
Wow.
Over the fence.
First
time. So then the second time I get up, bases loaded, I feel good.
Is this the same game now?
No, same game. Second time I get up, bases loaded, I feel good. Coach calls time. Like, Coach, what's up? We're going to pinch hit for you. Pinch hit for Robin Watson? What?
Yeah.
Huh? I took my helmet, took my bat, and threw it down at home plate. He picked it up. He told me, pick it up. Go sit on the bench. Right? So after the game, we win the game. He calls me in his office. Don't you never embarrass me like that again. There were scouts. College scouts watching you.
Be helpful with it. Let me know. Blink or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little COVID helped. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Right.
That was my lesson. You never know in life who's watching you.
Yeah.
He could have said, there are scouts in the audience.
Yes. I wish he would have said that.
Said something.
Said, yeah. I wish he would have said something, but they was, you know, they wanted to.
Listen to me very carefully. There are scouts.
Yeah. Yeah. Never forget that.
Over
never forget that
there.
Game.
Right.
Took me out of the game.
I'm going to look towards where the scouts are in the audience.
That was
don't
it.
Do
that
anything stupid.
That was it. Wish he would have gave me a heads up, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you never know who
you don't sound
you.
Too happy to be with us, so.
No, I love it. I don't know.
He was like, okay.
No, I'm alive. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is out of my comfort zone, but I feel good.
Oh.
No,
I feel
you're
good,
great.
Man.
You're crushing
I feel
it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, you being you is perfect.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You have to be you, man.
Yeah.
You have to be you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank Brian Carpenter. He the one that wrote the story about me.
Oh, yeah. That's how we found out about you.
Yeah.
I was walking to my car. I said, okay, what does this guy want?
Right.
Yeah. I said, oh, man, okay. And then he said, hey, man, I'd like to like something on you. I'm a writer.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Brian Carpenter, finding good stories.
Yeah. Yes.
Good for him.
That's what you got to do, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a ball game.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes, I love it.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, let me just give one shout out to George W. Crawford Lodge, 21 Middletown, Connecticut, and to Cross Street Church that been around for 200 years.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. And we have our first female pastor, Robin Anderson.
Nice.
All right.
Yay.
Okay. And one more shout out to my presiding elder, Moses Harville, been my family pastor for 30 years.
Wow.
He helped change my life, man. And that woman sitting in that corner helps change my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love my kids. I got Jordan, Robin, Lita, Watson Peters, 4 beautiful grandchildren, Sade, Abby, Major, and Robin the 3rd.
Nice.
Now, if your grandkids were playing and it was a close call, how do you? See? Janice knows how you're going to call that one.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. Gotta love the game, man.
Yeah, love the game.
Gotta love the game, man.
Thank you, brother. Thanks
for
coming in, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I have some t-shirts for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We have a ball game here t-shirt.
Yeah.
We have some t-shirts here.
Yeah, okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.